We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. I have Hickey and Antonio Grillo. Hey, how you doing? I can't believe Gase got the job over McCarthy, but McCarthy wanted his own coaches. So I got Grillo and Hickey and John Fass. Just promised me before we started, he won't have a slow update here in about 27 minutes. We will get to my NFL playoff pool, which is over. It's done. For entertainment purposes only with some buddies, we all do like a survivor pool where you can't lose a playoff game, right? And if you were listening last Saturday to this wonderful radio broadcast, I told you that I was feeling the Colts. Yeah, I was feeling 10-1 in their last 11, Road Warriors. And I said they're going to go in to Kansas City and win, and then they'll go to Los Angeles if the Chargers would upset the Patriots. But I think the Patriots are going to win that game. They would go into Foxborough, and they would win, and they would go to the Super Bowl, and they'd be like the Eagles were last year. Instead, I'm watching that game early, and there's something that's showing right now with the Cowboys trailing 23-7, and something that I noticed early. Forget the snow, forget the cold, because both teams are playing in it. And I get Indy's a dome team, but I'm not buying any of that. That bye week in the NFL, with how big and physical all these players are, that bye week is huge. Because I'm looking at the Chiefs look refreshed. Mahomes looked like he caught that second win from early in the year to midseason, right? And then I'm watching Gurley and Anderson just running all over Dallas, as they say, at CBSSports.com, 23-7. And they look refreshed. They just, you can see the way Goff's dropping back. You can see the tempo, the cadence. That bye week is big, especially if you're playing one of the big boy teams. And most could make this argument right now, and I know the Saints have home field advantage, but who are the two best teams? In the, not record, not home field advantage, the two best teams. You could argue Rams and the Chiefs right now, right? And I will get into the end of the Patriots, because if they lose at home to the Chargers, you know the headline tomorrow night will be, it's the end of Belichick, it's the end of Brady, it's the end of the run. They are done. And if they win, they're a road win in Kansas City a week from Sunday, going back to another Super Bowl. So all of you ready to write Brady off, I'm not going to do it. I do like the Chargers, but it's Brady. It's Belichick. It's the playoffs. And really, outside of last year in the Super Bowl, that was about the only time I was blindsided by the Patriots in my mind in this modern run by the greatest dynasty that the NFL's ever seen. And nothing against Montana and the Niners, nothing against the Cowboys, and nothing against the Steel Curtain. But I'm not ready to write them off. Chargers, though, they're probably more complete than the Colts. And Colts just look tired. Now, they've been on an emotional run after a 1-5 start. And Vinatieri didn't help them by missing out on 4 points. But the Chiefs were in control of that game, in my mind, start to finish. They were. And the Chiefs' defense deserves the love in terms of why they're hosting the AFC Championship at Arrowhead. First time ever in that stadium. And I've been there for one game. That was on my bucket list. That it's like a college atmosphere. It's a high stadium. The field seems really close to the fans. Close enough for Reed to yell about snowballs. Okay, hey, you know, I've been to stadiums, big college stadiums, big pro stadiums, and if snowballs are going to warrant the head coach, how about you go up to aisle 9 with the drunks who are embarrassing a family or the fights that break out? Come on. Snowballs? Snowballs thrown at guys wearing helmets. Hello? I'm watching that going, are you kidding me? Was Andy Reid, or is he that guy when someone snowballs like your door, your house, your car, that he's stopping it and he's going to run after you? Because you what? You hit his window. Didn't break his window. You hit his window with a snowball. Yeah, Grillo back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Hey, you know what? In Queens, if you get hit with a snowball, it's a sign of manhood. Adam Gase, coach of the Jets. He stinks. And we'll get into this head coaching carousel. And there's kind of a split division in the NFL that you have the old guard, the Bruce Arians, who go to Tampa Bay, right? Vic Fangio to Denver. And then you have Cliff Kingsbury, where the Cardinals are going to try and grab a little bit of that air raid, Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid, Mahomes feel. And if you're Cliff Kingsbury, you got fired at Texas Tech. Then you go promise kids they're going to play for you in that offense at USC. You then leave there, originally blocked by SC to do the interview. You get the Carolina job. And I read something after he got the job that he's dating Holly Saunders from Fox, you remember her growth in TV was on the Golf Channel. I think she's the most beautiful woman, the sexiest woman, and I'm not being sexist. There's nothing, just like women. You watch The Bachelor. Oh, look at him. He's so cute. Like Jody Mack. I think he's auditioning for the Philly Bachelor. It's going to be a show about female sports fans, and then they're going to pick a sports bachelor, and then they're going to get married like on the pitcher's mound or at midfield. I know I was looking at the CBS portal, just like the NCAA portal, where you put your name in the portal if you want to try and be on the CBS Bachelor. Now, one thing I don't know, if Jody Mack is married. Yeah, hey, I'm just announcing on 355 radio stations that Jody Mack, now I'm divorced, so I could do the Sports Bachelor. But then when I'm watching that dude, whatever the one is now, the commercials that you see, and he's like throwing a football and he's all ripped and cut, I'd be the guy on the beach, like maybe out on Long Island, where when they throw the football to me and I drop it and I bend over and you got the plumber's butt for all of America to see. Hey, how you doing? I'm Bill, and I'm the Sports Bachelor. So my point here is the ladies all can Google over the guys. I can say Holly Saunders is hot, sexy, and I'm not degrading her. And I think she's good on air. Was on the Golf Channel, and she is on Fox. I think they're still trying to find a role. Sidelines, I think she's a little bit better in sidelines. She should be hosting, like, halftime, postgame, pregame, something like that. I don't know exactly what she does. But at least from what I read, and I believe everything I see online, that she's dating Cliff Kingsbury. Wow. That dude is the man. So I will ask, we got a couple of huge questions of the day, and we'll do this after the Rams game, 23-7 Cowboys with the football. They trail the Rams. They're not going to win that. Just like you could watch early. Colts are done. My pick, my survivor pool pick. You can't lose a playoff game. It's a pretty cool pool for entertainment purposes only. So you can't lose a game or you're out. And there's like 100 guys. Throw in 100 tokens for entertainment purposes only. I was done. Game one. And when that happens, I don't even want to watch it anymore. I'm done. And then I realize, wait a minute, I'm doing the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio. I have to watch the games because I'm going to talk about them. So the first question will be, do you think the Patriots' run ends on Sunday? Is that the end of an era with Belichick and Brady in New England? That's our first question. And the second question is, and this is not sexist and we're not degrading anybody, the most beautiful woman on television in sports, connected to sports, not, you know, local anchors or actresses or anybody from a TV show. Who is the most beautiful woman on television connected to sports? Could be a host, a sideline, a play-by-play, could be a color analyst, could be, you know, whoever. You know, could be on a radio show that's on TV. I don't know. We will come up with the most beautiful woman in sports on TV before the end of this broadcast. And I don't want women tweeting me at Saturday Huge on Twitter saying that I'm sexist. Ladies, you can also nominate as the equal opportunity offender that I am. You can nominate the most sexiest or the best looking man in sports. So that way I offer it up, okay? Because I'm not going to deal with it tonight. I got a full show. I'm doing almost 4 hours. I just followed Jody Mack, and God, I nominated him for the Sports Bachelor on the CBS portal. I love that NCAA portal. Tate Martell from Ohio State is in the portal. Jalen Hurts, will he go to Miami and follow Dan Enos? Will he go to Maryland? He's in the NCAA portal. And here's one thing I'll tell you. I don't have any issue with any kid transferring anywhere at any college. Because if Cliff Kingsbury can tell USC and tell recruits he's going to be there and he gets a better opportunity to be a head coach in the NFL, and he leaves, then the player should have the right, not midseason, not to another school in the conference, and they can't follow a coach. But players at the NCAA D1 level, all sports, should have the right to leave. And they could put themselves right in the portal, the NCAA portal. It's not Porto. I was giving them my fake Spanish earlier, Hickey and Grillo. Alejandro, yes, me too. Cha, La Porto. See, I got to watch it. This is a true story. I did my fake Spanish on my statewide show like back in September. And I did some fake, you know, people are like, oh, I don't know Spanish. And it's fake. I have no idea what I'm saying. But I guess what I was saying was actually like borderline swear word in Spanish. And I didn't know. So don't get on these kids. Oh, you know, Jalen Hurts or these grad transfers and even non-grad transfers. I believe this. If the situation isn't right, and it could be at the campus, it could be at the school, it could be with your position coach. If you want to leave, you go. You go. You're allowed at the end of the year, however it works, you're allowed to go. You can't go in conference. You can't go to another team on that team schedule. I mean, you could set some rules, obviously. But these coaches can move freely. So don't get on me about players moving freely. So two questions out of the gate. Is the Patriots era over tomorrow? And then the most attractive woman on TV, if you're a man listening, and a woman, the most attractive man, and I can't be nominated, okay? When you call Hickey and Grillo back at CBS Sports Radio at 1-855-212-4CBS. I can't. I know you want to nominate me because if you go to CBSSportsRadio.com and you see my photo, you're like, man, he's hot. So I can't be nominated. I don't like to win things. So 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are live across North America like we are each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Also, you can listen on SiriusXM 206, CBS Sports app, and at CBSSportsRadio.com. Hickey and Grillo are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass, we'll have another update coming up here in 8 minutes. Early huge questions of the night. The Patriots have 5 Super Bowl rings. If they lose tomorrow at home, I think the headline all across the NFL won't be Chargers on their way to Kansas City for the AFC Championship and a right to go to the Super Bowl, or at the Rams, who are now up, what, 23-14 on the Cowboys, if they're going to, let's say, I don't think Philly has a shot, but I didn't think Philly had a shot in Chicago. They're going to play in New Orleans in the NFC title game for the right to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. It will be the end of an era. Because you'll look at it and you'll wonder, will Brady, if he lost the Super Bowl last year and he gets knocked out in his first playoff game, and it really wasn't on him, he threw for over 500 yards. That's still the most shocking thing in the world, that Nick Foles would beat Tom Brady. I can't get over that after how well Brady played. I told you I'm out with my NFL playoff survivor pool because I picked the Colts right out of the gate. But you're in a blind box, which I've watched that movie and I'm still trying to understand it on Netflix. But you're blindfolded and somebody tells you before the Super Bowl last year in Minneapolis that Brady will throw for over 500 yards. I would have bet everything I have that I owned at a Vegas sports book that if you tell me, you give me before the game that Brady would throw for over 500 yards, there's no way America's best dynasty in football history at the pro level would lose that game. And they did. So think about it. And this is where I get to this first huge question of the night. That if Brady's last two postseason appearances are the loss in the Super Bowl and an opening playoff loss at home against the Chargers, and the Chargers D and Rivers has been unbelievable. They're well coached. They're just a complete team. They are. That's why I was going with the Colts. I thought they were a complete team. But they look tired. They did. They look physically worn out. And the Chiefs look refreshed from the start. Had more legs. Offense, defense, special teams. And I'm looking at the Chargers, New England, that if they lose that game, you wonder, is that it for Brady? I know he says he wants to keep playing and that, you know, that comment, his brain is wired for contact, and Ted Johnson got mad at him on the Sports Hub, our affiliate in Boston. I don't know why they're getting mad at each other. There just seems to be a lot of drama connected to the Patriots, but that happens. You know, the end of the Cowboys run, there's drama. There's pretty much drama. You know, look at Golden State. There's drama. Anytime you have a dynasty, people get tired of that team winning. Look at the Yankees, right? Look at all the drama that franchise has been through. Whenever it's at the end, there's drama. And the Patriots have had their drama going back to the deflated footballs. So I wonder, no matter what he says, you know, you're Tom Brady, you're going to go out on your own terms, even though I think Belichick was trying to set up pushing Brady out and Jimmy G was going to be his guy for his next run. And Brady got wind of that and didn't like it and went to Mr. Kraft, and Jimmy G ends up with the Niners. That's just my take on that whole situation. But I'm looking at Brady, and I'm looking at reality. And I'm thinking, if he loses tomorrow, is he driven to come back and want to do it again? That actually those losses wouldn't be a good thing, that if he would have won last year and he goes out on top, that might have been the end. No matter what they tell us, okay? No matter what players tell us, they want to go out and pick the spot where they're doing it on their terms. So Brady is 41. He'll be 42 in August of this year. And do you keep it going if he's knocked out tomorrow? Man, that dude, 517 career touchdowns, ranks third. I think Belichick's the greatest coach of all time. Brady's the greatest QB of all time. But also I'm looking at that Chargers game tomorrow, that if they lose at home, do you get back on the horse? Do you want to see it? It's kind of like the end of Montana's career, right? Or when MJ went and put on a Wizards uniform. Remember that? Do you want to go out on top, or do you want to be remembered for a guy who was kind of desperate to try and reclaim who you were? And it's just not happening. So our first huge question of the day, if the Patriots lose to the Chargers tomorrow in Foxborough, do you think this is the end of an era? Because, you know, Belichick he's smart. And I go back to the Jimmy G thing, and he was going to have that changeover in the next generation of the Patriots, and it didn't work. I mean, would Mr. Kraft keep Brady there forever? As long as if he wants to play till he's 45, like some of that talk was out there, I think after the Super Bowl last year. So you answer that question at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. I'll read tweets here before the end of the hour. And then the most attractive woman on television connected to sports. Who is it? Could be an athlete that you see on TV. Could be a broadcaster. Could be a studio host. Could be an update person. Could be anybody, a coach. Could be connected to sports. And then the ladies, the most attractive man connected to sports. And please, as I told Ryan Hickey and Antonio Grillo, I said, do not take any nominations from me. All right? Do not take any nominations from me. Let's go to Tom in Pennsylvania. Thanks for the wait, and you're going to start off this Saturday Night Huge Show.
I hope you're having a good night. I was going to say I'm happy that the Chiefs won. They needed that victory at home. You agree?
Yeah, they did, and they look refreshed. That bye week really was a factor today for the Chiefs, and it looks that way for the Rams, too. Just more legs, more speed, quicker everything, cadence. Everything right. Just looks faster.
Also, the girl I like that the beautiful sportscaster would be Kim Jones from WFAN in New York. I think she's a pretty woman, too.
Okay, well, thank you, Tom, in Pennsylvania. I don't know Kim because, these guys are, when I say guys, Hickey and Grillo are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Isn't the fan just in the same building right down the hallway from you guys?
Yeah, right. Their studios, we share walls.
So do you know Kim Jones?
A little bit, yeah.
You guys are, I'm not going to get you in trouble. I don't want to, we can't talk about anybody at CBS. We can't talk about anybody at CBS Radio, Sports Radio. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. And when you say she's been around, you mean in the hallways, right?
Well, yeah, she does work at NFL Network as well. So between here and there, like when she's not working in NFL, she's been hosting in the studios
really?
A few times. Yes.
Is she? How good is she on air? Forget how she looks, because I don't judge anybody by looks when they're hosting or what they're doing. That doesn't make me watch anybody in sports, okay? How good is Kim Jones on air with what she does?
I think she's really good, very highly respected. I mean, she is in the Northeast a lot, so that's probably why you haven't seen her too much. She's, you know, reports a lot on the Giants, Jets, Patriots. So she's based mostly in the Northeast, doing a lot of Eagles stuff as well. That's why we get a lot of exposure and see her on NFL Network a lot more.
We got to bring her on the show sometime. All right? Let's bring her on the show. Talk some NFL here. If you got a contact number, we'll ask her about the Eagles later. We'll try that. We'll talk about that at the next break. You want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Also, third quarter, under 2 minutes to go. Cowboys with the football. They're only down 8. Yeah, I wrote them off, didn't I? Yeah, that's how it works. Is it 23-15? Yeah, that is the number. They got the two-point conversion. They have the football at their own 41, under 2 to go. John Fassel. Give us an update in a moment to the callers online and also everybody who's tweeted. I'll get to you coming up in our next segment.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. We do have Hickey and Grillo back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass with another update coming up here in just about 20 minutes. Cowboys get stuffed on a 4th-and-1 inside Rams territory, I think just past a 50. Rams get the ball back up 23-15. Fourth quarter is just underway, 13:29 to go. 2nd-and-3 at the Dallas 46. We'll keep you up to date. I don't think that game will go final before 11. If it doesn't go final by then John Fass should have the final here in about 20 minutes or so. But the way games end, hey, it's kind of swift moving. Like I'm telling Hickey, it will take forever. Speaking of the NFL, playoff action tomorrow continues with the Chargers at the Patriots, also the Eagles at the Saints. If New England loses tomorrow, is it the end of an era? Is it smart for Brady to walk away, or does he come back and give it another run because he wants to do the Elway thing and go out on top? I don't think he needs to prove anything to anybody. The question is, turning 42 this year, does he want to play till 45? You know, he does his TB12 and he chews on kale Like, it'd be, that's a snack on the sidelines. Like, when we're all playing sports, we need a, I need a Snickers, need a candy bar, need a Gatorade. He chews on kale. So you tell me, if Brady loses tomorrow, should he just walk away? Is it the end of an era? Belichick him. You know, I was looking at CBSSports.com, and this was interesting. And the Kyler Murray story, the quarterback from Oklahoma, he has the $5 million bonus with the A's. They had him in the latest CBSSports.com mock draft going last in the first round to the Patriots. And he would be the heir apparent. That Belichick would be smart to see what Mahomes is doing. At least that's what they're saying at CBSSports.com and the NFL insiders, and that he draft Kyler Murray. I'm looking at Kyler Murray, all this talk, like, oh, he's going to play baseball. He needs to play baseball. I'm like, yeah, okay. A, he already has that guarantee from the A's. That was a $4.97 million, whatever the exact number is. He already has that. So if he's a first rounder, what was Jackson towards the bottom of the first round? My friend Tyler Pettit told me this last night. I think around $7 million guaranteed, something like that. Guaranteed. So it doesn't matter if you ever take a snap. So let's say Kyler Murray puts himself into the NFL draft, and he is a first rounder, and he gets $7, $8 million guaranteed. He has $5 million guaranteed for baseball. He's at $13 million. He is set for life without ever taking a swing in a major league game for the A's or taking a snap in an NFL game for whatever team would draft him late first round. And it's kind of like the comparison they're saying with what Lamar Jackson did at Baltimore. Flacco now, I was looking at CBSSports.com, they were saying that he may end up in Jacksonville or Miami. So this is where the NFL is going, and I talked about it in my opening huge opinion that you have the Kingsbury hire at Arizona. I think they're going to have a wide open Kansas City motion, Nagy, you know, Bears offense, which, by the way, I'm watching the Bears last week, and that wasn't the Bears offense I had seen all year with Nagy. That was tight play calling. I know playoffs, you start to overthink. Coaches do it all the time. Managers do it in baseball. NBA coaches do it. Everybody overthinks. Everybody overthinks. Well, in the NFL, you can't do it. You can do it in the NBA because you have a series, okay? Baseball, too, to a point, you have a series. But when you're one and done in the NFL in the playoffs, you can't overthink it. And that wasn't the Bears' offense. And they get the double doink at the end, and they're done. Which I did see this story out of Goose Island Brewery for our listeners on AM 670, The Score in Chicago. Want to give a shout-out to Mitch Rosen, the operations manager there. They had 101 people try to win beer for a year if they could hit a 43-yard field goal. Beer for a year. That's all they needed to do. Beer for a year off the double doink, and they needed some therapy. 101 people tried, 0 for 101. They had snow, they had ice, they had wind. That was an unbelievable promotion. And some of the videos, if you look them up online, oh, are they hilarious. They have a security guard standing to the left of somebody who's trying to kick a 43-yarder. And it was slippery, snowy there in the Windy City. And the guy, yeah, why not just liquor up everybody with beer and then try and kick 43-yard field goals between groins, hammies, icy conditions. This dude comes in, and I know I'm radio and I can't explain it. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen, that he hooks it left and it hits a security guard right in the footballs. Well, what a great promotion. Could you imagine that if you had, okay, it's kind of like Top Golf, which is big in the bigger cities, right? Where you go play games with golf. Could you imagine if there was a place where you could go kick field goals? There are some bars that have the bigger three-point, you know, the Dave and Buster's types that have the, you know, used to have the basket, not just the Papa Shots, but the baskets. But if there was like an adult sports dreamland where you went and you were able to do, like, you could do whatever a pro does, and it would be kick a field goal, it would a slap shot, and you could do all these things. I think that would be an unbelievable business endeavor. But 101 people, and at the end of the day, this is pretty cool, that Goose Island Brewery, in the name of the Double Doink, donated $20,000 to the Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago. And I like what they showed, that, you know, 101 people after a few pops could not hit a 43-yard field goal. Well, we've all done it. When you've seen, like, the field goal, like, at local high school, and you'll get a ball, and you'll tee it up, and you'll try, because nobody will hold it for you, and you won't hold it for anybody else because you don't want to get kicked, right? This goes back to 12, 13, 14, all the way. I'm 57 now, where you'll try and kick, and you think you can do it. You think it's easy. See, my daughter and my 13-year-old daughter, my 11-year-old son, Legend, 13-year-old daughter, Ava, they play soccer, man. She can kick a 40-yarder high. I'm, like, stunned at, you know, she's like, oh, I want to kick when I get into high school. And I'm like, no, you're not going to do that. And I'm not being, I'm saying, unless it's just kicking and you're not involved in tackling, you just can't, okay? Then my little guy has sweet form, and just you hear the thump, and it's end over end. And because he's little, he doesn't have the distance yet, but I'm like, that's pretty impressive. So I try it, and I'm like in traction for 3 days after it. But kudos to Goose Island Brewery. They're based in Chicago in a bar, and I think their main hub. 101 people. Nobody 0-101 on attempting to hit a 43-yard field goal, and 20,000 raised for the Lurie Children's Hospital there in the Windy City. If you want to join us, we do have our two huge questions of the night. First one, if Brady loses tomorrow, should he just walk away? Is it the end of an era if they lose? And then who's the most attractive woman on the TV, in television, connected to sports? Who is that? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. We do have comments coming in via Twitter. Matthew Wilson is listening in Boston on the Sports Hub, and he says, Huge, as a Patriots fan, if they lose tomorrow, and it's highly possible, the mass exodus begins at Foxborough. It won't be the beginning of the end. It will be the end. And thank you, Matthew, listening in Boston on the Sports Hub. Then Ted Johnson, I read something, I think it's CBSSports.com, where Brady said, my brain's wired for physical contact, and Ted Johnson got mad at him. A lot of people connected to the Patriots are getting mad, like it's the Kardashians or something. A lot of guys whine now in sports, don't they? Update from Los Angeles. Rams have scored again. 30-15 with 7:16 to go. Cowboys will get the ball back. They'll have to score on this drive or it's game over. 30-15. So Rams, Saints, Chargers, Patriots, or Chiefs in Kansas City. I don't think the Eagles have a prayer. I know the New Yorkers and everybody back at CBS Sports Radio and Jody Mack was saying he likes the Eagles. I'm telling you right now, the Bears were tight on their play calling. I like Jim Schwartz as a defensive coordinator, but that was not the Bears' offense that I've watched all season. Not at all. Saints will be rested. I like the Saints big in that game tomorrow. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Tom in Colorado, thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
What's going on, buddy?
Amy Trask, bottom line.
All right, Amy's what sport, what channel, what network?
Amy Trask, she's on the Top Show on CBS.
The Cop Show?
Yeah, that other pregame show used to be with the Oakland Raiders.
Okay. Is that a sports show?
Yeah. Tops is the pregame show before their pregame show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I thought you were talking about Cops, like Bad Boy.
No, not Bad Boy. No, I'm from Detroit, so yes.
All right. Well, Tom, thanks for the call out in Colorado. Ryan, didn't you think he was saying cops?
Yeah, his phone was, it didn't have the best reception, so it did
right,
sound
I
like
thought he
cops,
was saying
but...
cops, like, you know, Amy on cops. I go, what does this have to do with sports? Like, bad boys, what you gonna do? Now the modern version of cops. Have you, Ryan, have you watched Live PD?
I have once or twice, not too much.
I love it. I do. That whoever had that idea, and they go live to all these different sheriffs and police departments or state police all across the country. It's unbelievable television. It is fantastic. I wish I would have had that idea. That's why I watch that and I go, okay, what can I do? What idea can I do? Live PD is must-see TV. It is. And I get the replay. So when I'm done doing the Saturday Night Huge show, I'll get out of our flagship station, AM 1340, The Ticket in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I got about a 15-minute ride home, and then the replay happens, so I can catch about an hour of that before I go to sleep. It's awesome. You need to watch it. Grillo, have you watched it?
I have not.
All right, Grillo, what's your must-see TV? When you turn on the TV, what do you need to watch?
Any sporting events that are on, really, to be honest.
You don't. You just watch sports. You're not playing Fortnite, are you?
No, not in the slightest.
You're not a gamer?
No, I never was. I'll play Madden here and there, but that's it.
Yeah, I play Madden. Yeah, I'll have to find my son's like account, and we'll have to play some of the guys behind the scenes in Madden. Thank you, Grillo. Thank you, Hickey, back at CBS Sports Radio. Chuck Meadows is listening in my favorite town name in Tennessee, White House, Tennessee. He tweets at Saturday Huge, my most attractive female on sports TV is Lindsay Rhodes, a host of NFL Total Access on the NFL Network. Have you guys seen her, Hickey? Have you seen Lindsay Rhodes?
I have not.
I don't know. I don't know who she is. Joel C. Wilkins tweets at Saturday Huge. He says, hey, Huge, the most beautiful woman connected to sports is far and away Lexi Kaufman from WWE. So you can nominate the most attractive woman connected to sports, TV, athlete, coach, you name it, broadcaster. And then if Brady loses tomorrow, is it the end of the era? Should he just walk away? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.